KXNO.
The Iowa men's basketball team set to host Northwestern tonight, makeup of their game that was postponed. The Wildcats currently second in the Big Ten. Brock Purdy reportedly suffered a torn elbow ligament on Sunday. The former Iowa State standout said to be looking at a six-month-long recovery. Couple players injured on Championship Sunday, both expected to be good to go for the Super Bowl. Chiefs linebacker Willie Gay and Eagles guard Landon Dickerson both expected to play. I'm Doug Thompson.
For the win.
From the Jethro's Barbecue Studios, where every Tuesday get 2-for-1 on the best wings in town.
Score!
This is Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO.
Condon, welcome back to Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO. Doco Pizza, there in the heart of the Drake neighborhood, serves not just the best pizza in the metro, salads, wings, sandwiches, and a great selection of Iowa craft beers. Adam Emenecker, they sponsor Adam's weekly conversation with us, likewise with the KXNO Drive on Thursdays with Heather and Sean. How did you like your Doco Pizza last week, Adam Emenecker?
It was great. It was a great experience. You know, there was not too crowded. I know they were short on a couple beers, as there was a pretty big run on draft beer earlier that week. But thought the pizza worked out really good. And the next time I go back, I saw the wings coming off the smoker.
Yeah.
Didn't try the wings last time. Going to try those next time.
Yeah, I was there earlier in the day prior to you. I picked one up and took it home, and I'm a big, big fan. In fact, I'm going back next week for another one as well. Did you and your teammates meet in Nashville this past weekend?
Yes, we did.
So, how was it?
First and foremost, it was about 60 degrees on Saturday,
nice, nice.
Which you absolutely can't beat. And always good to reminisce. It's the stories get better and better as the years go along. That
right.
tends to be the way it works.
Yeah.
But, you know, we also, there was maybe a little uncertainty going into the game, learned mm-hmm. a couple hours beforehand. Tucker DeVries didn't even make the trip.
Yeah.
So not having the preseason player of the year dressed and with the roster, unsure what to expect. But, man, probably the most complete effort we've seen out of this Drake team so far this season. And made it a heck of a lot of fun to watch and good to be there in person and see a heck of a victory.
No doubt about it, going on the road, winning that one against Belmont. Tell us a little bit about the environment.
Yeah.
You know, we've seen all these Valley schools throughout the years, and we know what the environment can be. What was it like in Nashville? What's the building like down there?
Well, I think anyone that's traveled to Nashville can tell you what the town is like, right? I mean, just absolutely crazy energy and a great environment. Belmont, in particular, not too far from the city. Didn't get a ton of time to spend around the campus, but really nice campus, nice buildings, nice houses. It was probably like maybe a mile and a half from where we stayed.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you go in the arena, man, it is all stinking brand new and very nice.
Nice.
You can tell a lot of investment has went into Belmont. The students, as is typical in you see in the South, dressed up. So you saw a lot of suits and kind of sundress type things. But it was a good overall environment. But, you know, as a Drake guy, I was pretty happy to see Drake take control early on, and I think that neutralized the Belmont crowd a little.
Yeah, I agree with you. Never gave him a chance and won convincingly. So when you get your, you know, arguably your best player on your roster and he's not available and you're on the road and you know he's not even getting on the plane with you, what's the locker room like? Is it, you know, you keep hearing next man up type of stuff. But Trent pointed out this yesterday. I think this was a really good point. This is a veteran team who's played without Tucker DeVries in the past, right? You don't have to go back that long to remember when Tucker DeVries wasn't on the floor with you, with your guys. So did that, do you think, work in their favor?
I mean, no question. And Roman Penn in this game, I mean, just was absolute maestro and had a stranglehold on the pace on both ends. So when you have guys, you know, obviously missing the preseason player of the year, that's a big deal, right? That's a big void in your offense. That's a big void in your minutes and your playing time. So you mentioned it, Ken. There is that next man up mentality. But I think when you have three guys, when you have guys like Roman Penn and Garrett Sturts and DJ Wilkins, who have played 140, 150 games in their careers, and you got a guy like Darnell Brody, who's crossing that 100 threshold as well, there is a lot of experience on the floor, and I thought really good contributions. The redshirt freshman Connor Enright, I thought, brought great energy. And for Nate Ferguson coming off the bench, probably the best game he's played this year as well. Just really good activity on both ends. The game plan was really, really solid defensively. Belmont, the best three-point shooting team in the conference, only one of 16 from the three-point line. Really, really good job defending. And I thought the offensive flow with the maestro Roman Penn was just really, really solid all afternoon.
You know, you mentioned Enright, and his minutes started to dissipate a little bit after the good start to the season, took on those early Valley games and the like, and he was down more in that range of 10 to 12 minutes. Those minutes have gone back up. Is that something you anticipate is going to continue? Just when he's been in there, he's played so well, had 6 assists, had 5 assists against Evansville, that he's just a guy you need to have out there a little bit more. Is that a button that Darren's going to push it going forward, do you believe?
You know, I think he's earning more trust. And part of what you get with freshmen when you get guys earlier in their careers, they just are a little bit more inconsistent. And you get some of those silly plays that are just part of growing and experience. And I think what you've seen with Connor in particular, there's been less and less of those as the year moves along. And what you like when he comes onto the floor, you mentioned, Trent, the ball movement, but he just plays with such great pace. So pushing the ball up the floor, and sometimes that means you push it up and you stand there and wait. But if you watch just the movement that he has on the offensive end, everywhere he goes, he sprints. That puts a lot of pressure on opposing defenses. And then I think on the defensive end, you know, he had the primary responsibility of guarding Ben Shepherd. Ben Shepherd was, as of last week, probably the front runner for player of the year in this league, a guy that's averaging almost 20 a game, and had Brad Stevens in the crowd there to watch him. But Connor Enright takes that up to task and does a really good job with on-the-ball defense, and he's just kind of a nuisance. It is that type of energy that really helps spur the team, especially when you go through a lull or two over the course of the game.
Well, tomorrow night, big game, Knapp Center, 8 o'clock tip-off. It's the Valley Sports Midwest. It's the Valley Game of the Week, and you're on the call along with Scott Warman. It's the state of Iowa in the spotlight tomorrow night. Drake versus you and I, both teams with identical records. It's a big spot tomorrow night at the Knapp Center. You'll have a pretty good seat for it. What do you expect?
You know, well, so for Northern Iowa and Drake, both sitting at 8-4, right? So we mentioned a couple weeks ago that there's a log jam at the top of the conference. That's true right now. So Southern Illinois and Belmont sitting at 9-3, but a game back, both Drake and you and I, as well as Bradley, and then three teams, two games back as well. So that there is still those heavy hitters on the top of the league standings. This is a big week for you and I. Not only do they play at Drake, but then coming back toward the end of the week, hosting Bradley, who's also in that top mix. So a big challenge for the Panthers, and came up a little bit short at Indiana State, had a three with 30 seconds to go, just unable to knock it down that would have given them the lead. I think when you see Ben Jacobson coach teams, they don't make mistakes and they don't hurt themselves. And this group has started to form better and better and better as the year's gone along. Bowen Bourne, the Norwalk product, is just fantastic scoring the ball at 5'11", does a great job getting to his spots and puts a lot of pressure on defenses. You know, for Drake, I don't know if Tucker DeVries is going to play. I have suspicions that he's probably going to do everything he can to get in the lineup. But I think coming off that momentous win at Belmont, I look for this offense to be a little energized, a little re-energized, you might say. And good gracious, this should be a really good atmosphere in the Knapp Center. Both these teams, a lot of riding on this game here as we get into early February.
The rivalry between the two programs, public versus private, you have the Des Moines School versus Cedar Falls, and the back and forth. There's going to be purple in the stands, just like there's blue up there when they go to Cedar Falls.
Yep.
What's that rivalry like? They had success at UNI before you guys broke through your senior year. What was the rivalry like for you when you were playing?
You know, it was fun. I think the fun part is, anytime you get an opportunity to feel that energy from fans, and you just feel how much it means to fans, and you get to play a school twice, and you know you're just down the road, and you're competing for guys to go to that school, so you're competing for recruits. And so I think part of what that means is it feels a little more personal, and that makes it so that there's a different type of anticipation as you go in, and nobody ever wants to lose to their siblings, right? Nobody ever wants to lose to their brother, lose to their sister. And that's a little bit of the way it feels between Drake and you and I. And I do think there's a healthy respect on both sides. It's not one of those rivalries where you want the other team to do poorly when you're not playing against them. But by the same token, I think there is, no matter what you do, you're in a dogfight to make sure you get that upper hand. And it makes for a heck of a lot of fun and a really good atmosphere.
So with Tucker DeVries, it was an infection that hospitalized him in his elbow. Is that what I read?
It was something like that.
Yeah,
and,
weird.
And you know, he played in the game Tuesday night, yeah. And even you know had a chance to make a game winning shot down the close of that one. Was unable to finish, but the ball tipped out to DJ Wilkins, who came up big. But yeah, I was as surprised as anybody when the news came out. I think it was around Sunday at noon that that Tucker DeVries was unable to play and didn't even make the trip to Nashville.
Is this something that's going to linger? Is this something that you wonder about his availability going forward? I mean, what more do you know about the injury or the illness, I guess it would be?
Yeah, nothing really. I mean, I heard from some people they saw his elbow was a little bit swollen at the game on Tuesday. I was at the game. I didn't notice that. And, you know, saw that he was admitted to the hospital.
Yeah.
And so I could maybe speculate on what that might mean. I think you mentioned maybe some type of infection. That's what I would guess. But man, you just, when things pop up like that aren't easily seen, it's also hard to know, you know, playing amateur physician over here trying to know exactly what the outcome is going to be.
Yeah. Garrett Sturts, when he first enrolled at Drake, I'm wondering if there's, well, you know, one day when it's all said and done, here's going to be the leading rebounder in school history when his career's over. I mean, think about what he's accomplished. That's remarkable what he's done.
Well, you know, I'm sure everyone had him as the odds-on favorite.
Right.
Ken, you're a guy who's been familiar with what some of that looks like over time.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I'm sure he was the odds-on favorite coming in. Listen, Garrett Sturts, one of the things that I think is just a testament to who he is as a player and who he is as a teammate, his first or second game, I'm trying to remember, they played Kansas State at Kansas State, and he's a freshman, true freshman walk-on. And the true freshman walk-on's playing crunch time. And so he earned the trust of his teammates and coaching staff immediately. And part of what that's parlayed itself into, the guy continues to get better. He continues to get a little bit more athletic and a little bit more explosive. He was really good in the Belmont game as well, 16.6 rebounds. And, you know, how about a guy 6'3",
yeah,
the all-time leading rebounder in Drake history? I mean, the odds were not in his favor. And, you know, it's funny, he averaged 40 a game in high school. So it came in with a reputation as a scorer. But what a story of not only how you find your way and overcoming some obstacles, but just in general, adapting yourself to figure out a way to add value to your team. I mean, Garrett Sturts is absolutely storybook in terms of how the last 5 years have played out.
Well, we got a month to go here in the regular season. Southern Illinois, along with Belmont, in the top. SIU, for years and years, they were the class of this league. They took a downturn, and it was a pretty bad one. Coach Mullins has finally brought them out. He was a point guard for them going back, 10, 15 years. He was a pretty good one in his own right. What do you see out of this SIU team? It feels like going back to kind of where they were built. A lot of defense, a lot of holding,
right?
Old school basketball.
Well, I mean, I can tell you, Brian Mullins was absolutely horrible to play against. And I mean that
really?
In the absolute most complimentary way possible. You know, he's hard-nosed. He plays very physical. And he is not going to wear down ever. And I think those three things you see reflected in his team as well. So Marcus Domask is, you know, over the past 4 years, he's been as good of a player as we've had in the Valley. Had 32 the other night in the loss to Illinois State. But part of what you get from this Southern ball club, they're really, really solid fundamentally on defense, and they have a couple of guys that can explode and put up points on the offensive end. And, man, this is – you definitely don't want to face this team in Carbondale, but whether it's a Valley team on a neutral site or even playing outside the Valley – because of the style and because of the mental toughness and the fortitude of this group, they could play with anybody in the country.
That rematch coming up, I think, mid-February. We'll see them down at the Knapp Center. We will hear Adam Emenecker on the call tomorrow night. It is the Valley Game of the Week. Drake, you and I, Valley Sports has it, channel 671 for you DirecTV viewers out there. Adam, thank you. Appreciate this as always. We'll hear you on these airwaves Thursday with Heather and Sean. We'll talk to you a week from today. Thank you, Adam Emenecker.
Yep, thanks, guys. Have
yep,
a great one.
Appreciate it. Good to talk to you. Doco Pizza, proud sponsor of Drake Athletics, and happy to help feed the amazing athletes that power the Bulldog teams. They're open 7 days a week. They're just down the street from the Knapp Center, 24th and University. New location coming soon to Prairie Trail in Ankeny. I'm looking forward to that one. Not that this is out of the way by any means. And it was worth the drive. It's really, really good. And like Adam, I think I didn't see the wings, but I'm a wing guy. I'll have to try him.
I'm going to have to put that on the bucket list. I need to get over there.
It's good, Trent. It's really good.
I think next Family Pizza Night. Know where we're going to be stopping by.
It's right on the corner of 24th and University.
Great.
We'll take a timeout. Before we do that, though, and why, by the way, coming up, we're going to talk to Matt Postens on the Big 12. The Big 12 football schedule scheduled to be released. Have you seen any leaks?
Nothing yet.
I haven't either. I'm going to look during the break.
Breaking news, though.
What have you got?
Circa Squares.
No, they're ready, aren't they?
They are up on the Circa Sports Iowa.
So what
app.
Does this mean? So we've all played the squares, and we all it's all random, and mm-hmm. you get a stinker, and you just threw your money
oh,
away.
Oh, great. I got a 2 and a 6.
Right, and you have no chance.
Let's see. A 6-2 at the end of the first quarter? Well, that's not hitting.
A 5 and a 2. Good luck. Enjoy the game.
35-22 could have... No,
probably
you're done.
Probably not going to happen.
Well, with this...
You pick, correct?
You pick your own number. 0-0, 7-7. So at the end of the first quarter, if it's 7-7, you have Chiefs 7, mm-hmm. Eagles 7. That's what
and
you
can
get.
See what you're going to get odds-wise in advance.
Right, and you can bet anywhere and any denomination that you find credible. You
starting know, at a dollar.
At a dollar, right. Yeah. And, you know, your corner bar, it's 5, 10, 20 bucks, mm-hmm. whatever, for a square. Here, you get to pick your number.
Right.
Every combination is available. You can play each and every quarter. 1 through 3, or you can play full game if you're looking at the end there. It is so fun to go through there, pick those numbers, and maybe find yourself a little lottery ticket in there too, because you put together the right combination. Some of these odds, they are long shots out there. And if you get one of those goofy numbers and it hits, you can cash. Circa Sports Iowa, download the app. You can find it. Just Google Circa Sports Iowa, and it'll pop up where you download the app from.
I didn't bet the game last year. I played Circa Squares. That's all I did last year. And I was close. I didn't get there, but I was close. And I like the best part, of you know what you're going to get paid. And like you say, you can pick what you want.
You think it's going to be scoreless at the end of the first quarter?
What's that number?
50-1.
Is it really?
Yeah. No, that's full game. So that'd finish 20-10, 30-20.
Mm-hmm.
If you think it's going to finish 30-21 Chiefs, 50-1, 72-1, Chiefs 0, Eagles 2. That's, again, you're just looking at the last number there. Mm-hmm. But again, every quarter you can play, full game you can play. It's a lot of fun to play around with Circus Sports Iowa.
All right, time for another $1,000 slam dunk. Again, we had a winner in the building yesterday, Heather and Sean, yesterday on KXNO Drive. They had a $1,000 slam dunk winner. Head to KXNO.com now. Once you get there, you can enter this nationwide contest by inserting the word credit in the pop-up box. Credit at KXNO.com. Your chance to win $1,000. Matt Postens on the Big 12. He's next. Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station. 106.3.net.
No big game celebration is complete without a game of squares. Circa Sports Iowa now offers Circa Squares bets. Everyone who has played squares knows the pain of pulling terrible numbers. With Circa Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, choose your square and choose which numbers you get. With a minimum bet of $1 and a maximum payout of $100,000, it's easier than ever. Download the Circa Sports app today to place your Circa Squares bets. For more information, visit CircaSports.com.
Must be 21 older and present in Iowa to wager. If you or someone you know needs gambling treatment, call
Pain now.
Last summer, my house was hit with hail. Between assessing damage on the roof and dealing with insurance, it can be a stressful situation. Luckily for me, it wasn't stressful because I called my friends with Wolf Roofing. We were able to get a new roof on our family home in one day. It looked sharp, everything was cleaned up, and now we have peace of mind with our new roof. Set up your next roofing project with Wolf Roofing at 515-225-8866. Or you can go online at Wolf Roofing.
KXNO.
NBA fans, it's time to bring the hoops action to the palm of your hand with DraftKings Sportsbook. This week, new customers can bet $5 and win $200 in free bets instantly.
Plus, for a limited time, all new and existing customers can get a no-sweat same-game parlay every day. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app today, opt in, and place a same-game parlay on any NBA game, and if it doesn't hit, you'll get a free bet back.
Download the app now and sign up with code KXNO. New customers can bet $5 on the NBA and get $200 in free bets instantly.
Only at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA with the code KXNO. You must be 21 or older. Iowa only. The bonus is issued as free bets. Opt-in is required. One free bet issued based on the amount of the initial losing NBA bet. Eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball terms. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-NOW.
Now back to Miller and Condon on 106.3 KXNO. Here's Ken and Trent.
All right, welcome back, Miller and Condon. Tick, tick, tick. 30 minutes away from the release of the Big 12 football schedule. We will dissect that at some point tomorrow, I'm assuming. But look forward to it. How are they going to match up? Who are they going to match up? More importantly, how are they going to, if indeed the final week of the regular season, they do try to create rivalries. We shall see. Matt Postens covers the Big 12 for Heartland College Sports. He's also on the Texas Rangers. Are you back on the Rangers beat, Matt Postens? Texas Rangers?
Yes, I am.
Good stuff.
Yes, I am.
So just, I want to start there, just a selfish one, because over-unders are starting to trickle out and like to get a jump on those early. what does Jacob deGrom mean to that team? They were finished fourth in the West last year. I'm not sure if they've done enough. I think the roster's better than the fourth best team in that division, personally. Then you add deGrom to it. What do you expect?
I expect them to be at least a 500 team. Assuming their pitching stays healthy, I think that's the big rub. The Rangers decided to invest about $100 million in six veteran starting pitchers, including their holdovers, John Gray, Martin Perez, but also bringing in Andrew Heaney, Nathan Eovaldi, and trading for Jake Odorizzi. But, you know, DeGrom is the guy that they expect to take the ball every fifth day and get them 30, 35 starts and be the kind of Jacob DeGrom he's been when he's been healthy. If he's that pitcher, then they've got a really good chance, I think, of being at least a 500 team, maybe pushed to be in contention in the American League West, which is what the Rangers have stated as their goal this year. They want to contend. They've had six straight losing seasons. They say they're done with that. That's why they've spent all this money on pitching. They like their batting order for the most part. I think they'd like to add one more bat, maybe in left field, maybe at DH. But overall, they like their batting order. But they've never spent like this on pitching before. They've never lured a previous Cy Young winner to their roster via free agency. It's a big deal for them, and if he performs the way that they believe he can, they've got a good chance of being a much better team this year.
Smells like an over to me, Trent.
No, I look where you're leaning already right over there. I understand what you're doing. Ken, he loves his futures and his over-under totals and cashing those tickets come October. Well, we don't have to wait till October for Big 12 basketball. It is here. Last night, two incredible games. Mm-hmm. Texas-Baylor just... I mean, a heavyweight fight, couple knockout blows on both ends. Texas ultimately gets the win, and that had been a bit of a problem for them. Baylor had been a problem for Texas. This Longhorn team, they're really talented. Beard gets dismissed. You wonder how they're going to react. Boy, outside of that game against K-State, giving up 116, this team's really, really good. Can they win a national championship?
Yeah, I don't know. I think the thing that holds me back from saying yes is, you know, they've got the chemistry is better than last year's team. And Marcus Carr has his moments and Timmy Allen has his moments, but I don't see enough consistent scoring across the board from them just yet. Mm-hmm. Serge Ibari Rice had a great game off the bench last night, and he's had some great games for them off the bench. But, you know, they don't get a lot of production out of Dylan DeSue. They don't get a lot of production out of Christian Bishop. They don't get a lot of production, you know, really, admittedly, out of Tyrese Hunter, at least not scoring the basketball. I think that offense needs to be at a higher level once they get to March. If it is, then I give them a good chance of getting to the second weekend of the tournament, at the very least. Their defense is tremendous. It's at an Iowa State level, so y'all can relate to that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think that their offense has to be at a little higher level than it is right now going into March for them to make a run at the Final Four. But if they get there, it's doable. They've got the ingredients. I worry about them going up against a team that has a lot of size inside, because they've got size, but it's not traditional interior post size. It's very athletic. It stretches defenses. That could give them trouble in the tournament.
Last night was a disappointing effort for Iowa State. You mentioned their defense, and it's been really good. Last couple of games kind of got away from a little bit. Don't know if that's fatigue, just the Big 12, the toils of it catching up with them or not. But that was an historical collapse yesterday, Matt Poston's Texas Tech's biggest comeback. And I think I saw something that might have been one, if not the biggest, going all the way back to the Big 8 / Big 12. So that was a bad one. From your perspective, what went wrong?
Turnovers. You know, it was funny. I was watching the Texas Baylor game because that was what I was writing about, but I was keeping up with Tech and Iowa State. And at one point, they were up 23, and I'm like, well, you know, we say no easy nights in the Big 12, but every once in a while, yeah, you know, one slips in there. And then they kept chipping away, and they kept chipping away. And I noticed during that run, when Tech turned it from a 23-point game into a single-digit lead, it was turnovers. Mm-hmm. Iowa State was turning the ball over in that stretch. You can't do that against a team that is hungry and desperate like Texas Tech is. I mean, they're down two guys. They haven't won a Big 12 game. You can't give them extra chances at the basket. And that was the biggest thing to me that Iowa State did last night that contributed to them losing in overtime, was they just turned the ball over too much. They had 17. Texas Tech had 8. Texas Tech turned a lot of those turnovers into points into that big run that got them to overtime. That pretty much was the difference in the game, from my mind.
Lost 4 of their last 6 now, including losses to the bottom 2 teams in the league. Yes, both on the road, but Oklahoma mm-hmm. State and Texas Tech. This Iowa State team, do you still consider them a contender for the regular season title?
I do. I mean, you know, you said before, you know, the Big 12, there are going to be games like this. Everybody's had games like this. Kansas has had games like this now. I fully believe that, you know, the way things are tracking right now, the winner of this conference in the regular season is probably going to have anywhere from 4 to 6 losses. Yeah. I mean, it's looking like this bunch of 6 teams up at the top, there's nobody that's really just head and shoulders above everybody like Kansas was last year. I know Kansas had to share the title of Baylor last year, but, you know, nobody's head and shoulders above the rest in this group of 6 right now. And that means that, since everybody has to play each other at least one more time in this round, double round robin, you're going to see some teams lose some more games. So that actually helps teams like West Virginia, like Oklahoma State, because right now you look at bracketology, West Virginia's in there now. They're in there firmly now. Oklahoma's the last team in after they went over Auburn. And Oklahoma State's like the 3rd team out. So the more attrition there is up at the top, the more there are opportunities for those teams at the bottom to kind of slip up and, you know, beat a TCU, beat an Iowa State, beat a Kansas State, and help themselves in terms of trying to get maybe 8 or 9 teams in the tournament.
TCU, Mike Miles being hurt, any update? When it happened against Mississippi State on Saturday, you just thought the worst, right? You just thought, oh my God, I just watched a kid's season come to an end when it happened. Now, apparently it's not as bad. I'm not sure what that means. What's the, has there been any determination of when potentially he might get back on the floor? What have you heard regarding Mike Miles?
No determination on when he'll come back. The good news is there's no structural damage to the knee. No ACL tear, no MCL tear. It's just, you know, what they said on Saturday, which was a hyperextended knee. So it's really going to boil down to how quickly he recovers and pain tolerance. I don't see him playing tonight. Eddie Lankin, there's no real update on his status either. He's been hurt about the last week. So they're likely going to be down 2 against West Virginia. And again, you know, West Virginia beat them at their place a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And TCU was full strength at the time. So it should be a really interesting game in Fort Worth. I wouldn't expect there to be a big crowd because we've got ice and sleet and snow on the roads down here in Texas. So that gives West Virginia a little bit of a leg up in terms of just not having to deal with the atmosphere they had when TCU hosted Oklahoma last week. So that could be a really interesting game tonight with those 2 teams playing over Schollmeyer.
You know, real quick, was that the case? Do you know last night, was Lubbock in the same kind of weather pattern? Because they panned the arena, and it was, I don't know, half full. Well, probably a little more than half full. But, man, it wasn't too long ago, Matt, that they were selling that bad boy out night in and night out. Was it weather-related last night, do you think?
Yeah, I think some of it was weather-related. There was snow and ice in the ground. That whole system that really kind of beat us up this morning was out there, you know, yesterday afternoon, yesterday evening. So I think that had something to do with you know, maybe fans who weren't in school getting to the game. I mean, the students were there. You could clearly tell that in the game. But I think maybe your average fan who, you know, has to drive from their house off campus probably didn't want to risk being on the roads and getting into an accident to go to the game. So, yeah, the crowd, I noticed that, too. The crowd was not as big as I would have expected it to be with Iowa State town.
Dominating performance from the Big 12 in the SEC Big 12 Challenge. It goes away. Is there going to be another challenge on the horizon for the Big 12? Of course, here, as we're at the crossroads of two conferences.
Please.
We'd love to see the Big 10 and the Big 12 get together. Fox has both of those properties going forward, at least a portion of it. Anything that you're hearing on that front, Matt?
I'm not hearing anything on that front, but that's the natural way to go, if you ask me. You know, the reason that the SEC Big 12 is going away is because ESPN no longer has the rights to the Big Ten after next season, so they're going to pair up the SEC and the ACC in their own challenge and just do it that way because they're the exclusive rights holders to both of those conferences. To me, you know, a Big 12, Big Ten challenge makes complete sense. Let's do something really cool with it. Let's do it in December. You know, let's have some campus games, but also let's have some, you know, neutral sites classics to go along with it. Maybe we go up to Lucas Oil in Indianapolis and play, you know, three or four games there over a couple of days, or at the field house there in Indianapolis. You know, let's make use of, you know, what your Mark has been talking about, which is to try and showcase some of these games, some of these teams in areas where you wouldn't normally see them play. Let's do some of that. You know, I think the Big Ten would be amenable to that. I don't think they want to lose, you know, that type of a classic, that type of a challenge environment. It makes total sense to me, but I'm not hearing anything in terms of the Big 12 pursuing that at this time.
Michigan State going to Lawrence to take on Kansas, that would be pretty good. There's so many that we could come up with. All right, so 20 minutes or so, apparently we're going to get the Big 12 schedule. Do you know, Matt, have they earmarked the final week of the regular season as they're going to, you know, make that your rival, if you will? It's tough to create rivalries. They're supposed to happen on their own. But what do you think the Big 12 is going to do when it comes to the final week of the regular season?
I'm not sure. You know, TCU accidentally dropped their schedule for about 5 minutes last night. I think they had Oklahoma in the final game, either Oklahoma or Texas. I'm not sure which. And I think it was a home game for them. But, you know, you look at the schedule, and I think two things that I'm watching for, you know, obviously, you know, how many of the new teams are Oklahoma and Texas going to have to play? That seems to have been one of the sticking points for those two schools, is they didn't want to play any of those schools that are coming into the conference. And then second, you know, are we going to see more off-night games, you know, more Thursday games, maybe more Friday games? Because I really feel like the Big 12 really just hasn't been forward-thinking in that area. Not that the, you know, the Thursday night games or the Friday night games do great from a rating standpoint, but I think there are opportunities, especially with the new schools coming in, to showcase some of those schools and some of those games on a Thursday night, and I think that would help the conference ultimately. I think they had one Thursday night game this year. I think it was West Virginia and Baylor. I think that was the only one they played after Labor Day, and I think you're going to see more of those on the schedule. I don't know that for certain, but that's just my hunch.
We shall see. Matt Poston's Heartland College Sports. Heartland College Sports. Matt, thank you as always for doing this. We'll speak with you in a couple of weeks. Thank you, Matt.
Sounds great, guys. Appreciate it.
Yeah, appreciate it as well. Matt Postens, we check in with our buddy on the Big 12. So from a Hawkeye perspective, what Big 12 outpost would you like to see them go to or come? Who would you like to see to come to Carver? Would you like a neutral site game against? And Cy-Hawk won't go away, right?
No, absolutely not. No, that will continue. Texas, I'd love to see the new arena.
Well, you better see it quick because they're going to be in the SEC.
Right. So you might only get it for a year,
if
a year.
I don't think you will.
Won't even get that. That would definitely be one. Kansas, obviously.
Sure.
I mean, that one makes a ton of sense there. I think everybody in the Big Ten would like to see that matchup. You know, any of the newbies kind of float your boat? Houston? Not really. Cincinnati? Not really. UCF? Well, maybe an excuse to go to Florida. But it's just so different than compared to football, right?
Yes.
Where you make football trips, and it's kind of different there. Yeah, just the matchups, though.
Right.
And how great it would be, and the back and forth, and where we are, the Cy-Hawk Twitter. That would, another level that we'd be able to add a little more fuel to the fire, always a good thing.
Yeah, it never hurts. It's good for business, without a doubt. We'll take our final timeout. Trent's got some plays of the day to get to. Northwestern is getting 6.5 still. Is that number kind of staying
pretty much
stable?
Yeah, 6.5 and a few sevens still out there. It's 7 currently at Circa. That's where they have it. So.
Did you check the Super Bowl line this morning?
I did not. Is there any movement?
I didn't check it either. That's what I was asking.
Right now, Super Bowl line, it is 1.5.
So it's come down.
Pretty much everywhere. A few ones, but yeah.
Because wasn't it 2.5 yesterday, this time?
So we're getting a little buyback yet. 64% of the tickets and 64% of the money is on the Philadelphia Eagles, but a little buyback coming the other way. I told you I was going to get one ticket in my back pocket. I got the Chiefs at +112. So I got that money line already locked up in my back pocket. And now we have 12 days to play around and see what else we add to the portfolio.
Well, we'll see what game is Trent is betting when we come back. Circa Sports sponsors the plays of the day. We'll tell you about Circa Squares. They have been posted as of this morning. We'll tell you about that. It's a 1:15. Miller and Condon, Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3.
Get in on the action with the world's largest sports book. Right at your fingertips. Circa Sports Iowa is where the pros play. Enjoy the highest limits, lowest takeouts, and competitive betting menus. Download, fund, and bet from anywhere in Iowa. Circa Sports Iowa. Sports betting the way it should be. Download your new bookie today. Visit circasports.com. Must be over 21 and present in Iowa to bet. Have a gambling problem? Call 1-800.
Let's ride.
No big game celebration is without a game of squares. Circa Sports Iowa now offers Circa Squares bets. Everyone who has played squares knows the pain of pulling terrible numbers. With Circa Squares, instead of randomly pulling numbers, choose your square and choose which numbers you get. With a minimum bet of $1 and a maximum payout of $100,000, it's easier than ever. Download the Circa Sports app today to place your Circa Squares bets. For more information, visit circasports.com.
Must be 21 or older and present in Iowa to wager. If you or someone you know needs gambling treatment, call or visit 1-800-BETS-OFF.
All right, Miller and Condon, welcome back. 10 minutes before the 1 o'clock hour. Murph and Andy, they slide in here 1 to 3. And Heather and Sean take you home. The KXNO drive 3 until 6. Well, Trent Condon, coming off an 0 for yesterday. What are you doing today to make amends?
Well, we went 0-3, so that means we got to bet even more games here today. And we got 7 on the docket. We're going to kick things off in the MAC. We're going to grab Buffalo plus the points against Akron. Akron's been the class of the MAC last couple of years. Buffalo's got him coming. We're going to grab the 2.5 here. Wake Forest at Duke. I believe in Coach Forbes' team. I still don't think this Duke team is, but Lively's played better. Keep an eye on that.
Duke, North Carolina this week at Cameron.
Look ahead factor. Yeah. Grab the 9.5. Give me Wake Forest with pick number 2. Kansas State. Oof. I'm going to lay the number. I'm going to take the Jayhawks here. 6.5 is where I got it last night. I've seen there's some steam coming in on the Jayhawks. It's up to 8 in a couple of spots.
So you think that they're going to even the slate to do one apiece?
I do. I think they got something. They had the rough stretch, 3 in a row, but all those games were very, very close. I think Kansas figuring things out as they seemingly always do. Mentioned earlier, I am on the under in the Iowa game. That thing is steamed up. You can get at 151.5 right now. At Circa. I'm going to go under in this one.
And it was 146, you said, when we...
148.5 is where it was last night.
Okay.
When I was taking a look at the numbers initially. Grabbing the Hoosiers tonight. Give me them +3 at Maryland. Indiana's playing well.
Yeah.
They're putting it all together. Race Thompson's back. They're obviously a completely different team there. West Virginia, I got it last night at 3.5. It is down to 2 is all you're getting at TCU. But as we were just talking about with Matt Postens, West Virginia just won at TCU. That was with Lumpkin and Miles.
And they're not there.
And they're not going to be there here. It almost is too stinky in a way. Why does it? I just think West Virginia is going to find a way to get it done. And we wrap it up. Give me Steve Alford's fighting Wolfpack of Nevada. They're getting 3.5 at home with San Diego State coming in.
Well, good night of college basketball. Of course, Big Ten Network, 8 o'clock, has that one tomorrow night in the Valley. Drake, you and I speaking of tomorrow. Mitch Holtis, the voice of those Kansas City Chiefs, will be here at 11:30. Look forward to catching up with Mitch. Recapping and looking ahead to this coming, well, not this, there's no football this weekend. It's no matter how try to.
Will you dip in at all?
To what?
To the skills competition.
I don't know why they're calling it the Pro Bowl. It's not the Pro Bowl. Well, it's Pro Bowl. Tyler Huntley's going.
What's wrong with that?
What did he do this year that somebody deemed worthy of some recognition?
Took his team to the playoffs.
I guess. Unbelievable. No, I won't. The NHL All-Star Game is this weekend.
Oh,
won't see a second of it. I couldn't care less.
It just does absolutely nothing. To see
nothing.
All the
Either
stars together.
No, don't care. And this is an old man. This is just, I don't like these events.
Yeah.
Just don't like them.
NBA
like
All-Star them. Game, a little bit. MLB All-Star Game,
I love
different.
It. Love the MLB. I asked my palm last week on our Iowa Everywhere podcast, what does the Pro Bowl do for Vegas this week? Nothing.
Nothing.
It's not like you're planning your vacation around, or maybe some people are, I don't know, but it just
you
seems like
so.
A stretch, right?
No, not at
Why
all.
Why would you go? I don't know.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't go to watch that stuff.
I know, I don't think I would.
No.
I think it was in my backyard, I'd draw the blinds.
Circus Squares.
Yes, let's talk about those because they are out there available as of today.
And these lines will also fluctuate.
They do. That's right. You if, get them. You'll see
if there's
what
a number
is.
That you like,
grab it.
Attack it early.
We've played them forever. Every bar's got one. Now you can do it. You can actually pick the square and the number you want. And then right there with it comes the price that you are going to get.
Oh, great. I drew 5-5.
Enjoy. Enjoy Murph and Andy. They're 6 minutes away. KXNO Drive 3 until 6. We're Miller and Condon. You can hear Trent and I every Monday through Friday from 11 to 1 right here at Des Moines Sports Station 106.3 KXNO.